But Bam Bam is the bench coach now of the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, last year the hitting coach, and he's back here with a new job. So, Bam Bam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, Marty. Good to be back here in camp in Arizona, and getting ready to go for 2018.
All right. Well, first of all, it's a new job for you in camp. So let's talk about changes you may have made or what's different in the camp, or new coaching assignments and things like that. Let's bring us up to date.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, after doing the hitting for 8 years, now I'm in the bench coaching position. You know, I'm so happy that Ronnie's still around because he's actually like my assistant. I run a lot of stuff through him just to make sure that I don't make many mistakes as I started doing this job for the first time. So, you know, it's a little different. There's a lot of computer time, you know, making sure the schedule is right, making sure that people know where they need to be when we do the rotation, especially like a day like today that there was four different rotations and people need to move. And also the staff, so they know where they need to be. And, you know, a lot of communications inside with everybody to make sure that I add to the schedule what they want, the pitching staff, the hitting staff, you know, the infield coaches. I do the outfield myself when we start on Monday. So all that stuff need to be incorporated into the schedule. So, you know, the routines and the drills get done like they want them to be done. So it's a little different for me, but I like challenging situations, and this is challenging, and it's been good so far.
Oh, nice to have Bam Bam with us. But being the bench coach, and now, of course, you're running spring training, which is part of the job of being the bench coach, and you have Ron Waters to help you. But being the bench coach now is going to be different for you with Bruce Bochy. What is that relationship like? What do you do?
Well, you know, Bochy has always been great with Bochy around. You know, he's always been a supporter of the work we put in as coaches to get the players prepared to play the games. And, you know, this is no different. The only difference is that I have more day-to-day communication with him in terms of everything that gets done. You know, like today we worked on the pickoff, so I need to know the signs for that in case he's thrown out of the game or in case he's not in the game for whatever reasons. First place squad games down here where I'm going to be managing one of the games and he's going to be managing the other game. So just get up to speed with that, with the signs and also the communications on how he likes to run the game. I know that part, but I know it just from standing there. Now I know it from talking to him about it the whole time. So, and that's fun for me. You know, it's something different. It's something that I think gets me a little bit more involved in the game itself.
Yeah, oh, great. But this is going to be an interesting season. So how do you feel about not being the hitting coach anymore? You've had a great run as the hitting coach, and now you're not.
Right. So that's what I tell people. You know, we had a great run. You know, we won three championships in 6 years' time. We went to the playoffs four times. You know, we went led the league in hitting 1 year. We had a batting title 1 year. We had several silver sluggers. You know, the offense changed when I came on board, and we started winning. We started scoring more runs and winning more games. So I'm happy with that. You know, it's time now for Zoe and Rick Shue to go ahead and get these guys back on track. We had a tough year last year with offense, with the entire team, actually, but the offense was no different. And, you know, sometimes it's good to hear a different voice. Sometimes it's good to move people around like Bobby did with us this year. And I'm just happy to stay on board and be able to do something else with the team. You know, we all love being with the Giants and being a Giant see if this way we can get the team back on track and get in the playoffs.
You were a big proponent of Alonzo Powell becoming the hitting coach. Why was that?
Well, you know, I've known Zoe for 30 years. You know, in baseball, we played together in independent ball. We played at the same time in Japan. So we're similar. I think he's a guy that's a grinder, a guy that's been all over the place. He's won three straight batting titles in Japan, which is difficult to do as a foreign player. You know, he hit in the 350s over there. So he's a great hitter. He was on a championship team last year with the Astros. He was assistant hitting coach for Dave Hodges over there. So you know, he's got a good resume. You know, he's been in pro ball for a long time. time in, you know, 30-some years. And I trust that he can gain the player's trust, because that's the most important thing when you're trying to get something across to the hitter is, does he trust me? Can I talk to him? I'm new over here. He doesn't know me, you know, all that kind of stuff. I went through it my first year in 2010. But, you know, I was firm and I was thorough and I was, you know, always on site. I was always available. And that's what I asked both these guys to do, is be available. And they both do it. Rick Shue was the hitting coach in Washington when they had great hitters with Harper and, you know, all the rest of the guys. So he knows how to do it as well. And, you know, they won the division last year in Washington. So these are two guys that know how to win and they know how to run hitting.
Do they bring a new approach in any way? I mean, you know, you and I have talked about launch angles and all the phrases you use today. Do they bring that approach?
Well, I think in both places they use the cybermatics a little more, I think, than we used to do over here. And everybody's aware of all that stuff. You know, it's the approach is going to be, you know, whatever they implement. I don't know, because the hitters are not here yet. You know, we'll find out on Monday when they have their speech with the hitters, what direction they want to take. They want to take the hitting in. So, you know, one thing is for sure. You know, Zo told me, you know, you had a great run. You know, I'm not going to change much because these guys are all proven major league hitters. You know, some areas, you know, need attention because they were on the negative side last year. So we'll try to just change those and get them back going in the right direction. So I don't expect them to change a whole lot, but I do expect them to have some kind of approach that's going to have this. We can have a potent lineup if these guys all have their normal seasons.
Yeah. Boy, interesting talking with Hensley Mullins. You had some winter, I want to tell you. I mean, honestly, you know, for everyone out here thinking about, you know, being in New York and the interviews and the media, and all of a sudden it's you and Aaron Boone, and wow, how exciting. And tell us about it. Really, it's an incredible jump for you.
Well, it started actually the Tuesday after the season where I interviewed with the Tigers over the phone. I was still in San Francisco. It was just a couple days after the season ended. And, you know, that let me know already there that there was interest out in the Major League Baseball for my person to be a manager somewhere. And it all comes from, you know, managing winter ball, doing a good job with the Classic team that was last year. We went into the semifinals for a second straight time. Played a great game against Puerto Rico and lost 3-2 or 4-3 in the extra innings with a tiebreaker. So there was two tiebreakers and we lost them both. But you know then came the Yankees. You know, the opportunity to go inside New York's Yankee Stadium and interview for one of the most coveted jobs in all of sports, and especially in our industry. You know, trying to be the New York Yankee manager. You know, that's where I grew up. You know, I was signed by the Yankees as an 18-year-old. I made my major league debut as the first person for my country to play in the big leagues in 1989. You know, I was part of the organization for 8 years, so I knew people well. Brian Cashman was an intern when I was playing in New York. You know, I knew him very well, so I known Brian for 30 years. So that's a good relationship as well. And the process was good. You know, there was a bunch of good candidates that were interviewed. Not necessarily people with experience. I think the only guy that had managerial experience in the major league was Eric Wetch, and everybody else were either coach or, you know, like Booney never coached. He was in the booth. But he's been in the big league uniform since he's been 3 years old with his grandfather, his father, his brother. You know, it's a great background-wise family for baseball. But, you know, I was good at my interview. I got a lot of accolades after the interview. Brian Cashman praised how interesting it was to interview me and how impressive I was in the interview. And he called me also right before they made an announcement that Boone became the manager, that, you know, he wished me well. He knew he was going to get another opportunity to manage in the big league sometime and I would be good at it. So you know, all those things made me feel good, and that made me feel even better when, you know, the Giants embraced that. You know, they wanted me to get an opportunity to go out there and interview, but afterwards, and knowing how happy they were that I didn't leave and I stayed with the organization, and to come back as a bench coach.
Well, what a winter, what a spring, and who knows what the season's going to bring, but you see this coming? Kind of, I mean, you're on the progression. You know, you managed, of course, the Netherlands team and did so well with it. I guess this is kind of a natural way for someone to be successful.
Well, you know, I was always a leader, even as a player. You know, I was always the person that ran the kangaroo course, that was a captain on the team, and you named that. And I always made sure that I organized the parties, the golf outings. And so I was born to be a leader. I've done it here with this organization the last 10 years in the hitting capacity. Now I get to be next to Boach, trying to lead these guys back to winning. And you know, for me, it's all about the job you're doing right now, and in the future, if I get to become a manager, then I'll have to switch to do that. But right now, my position is the bench coach. I'm in charge of the outfielders. I'm in charge of the camp. That's a lot of my plate already. I can't worry about managing right now. So one thing at a time. I think you know, if you ask for too much, you're gonna get in trouble that way too. But it's fun to be in this position. It's I'm really appreciative of the Giants to put myself in this position.
Well, it's great to have you on. We'll let you go with this. Last year, the outfield defense was awful. Mm-hmm. Home runs were not so good. Mm-hmm. So these are two things that have to improve, and you're directly involved with both of them.
Right. So I was just going over some stats with the guys inside and positioning, and you know, now they can measure speed of the runner with StatCast, you know, and the routes and the ride efficiencies and all that kind of stuff. I just had a talk with the outfielders. It's not time yet, but I want them to start getting ready. That mentally, we need to get ready to be in the right spot and be ready to get the right jump off, so we can get to the balls that are hit in the air, or cut off balls that are going towards gaps or down the line. So it's going to be all focused on being in the right spot and staying focused on going after the ball while once it's hit. You know, a lot of times we were loafing last year, or we were still thinking about our at-bats because we didn't have a good at-bat. We got to separate that stuff, you know. There's three parts of the game. You're going to be an offensive player, you're going to be a base runner, and you're going to be a defensive player. You can't mix them together. Once you do that, balls are going to drop. So I already started talking to the outfielders about that, and I expect them to be better this year.
Boy, you know, it's interesting you brought up StatCast. Remember the Dodgers had like lasers on the field and all that stuff, and places to stand? Will you have that kind of information?
No, but I actually was out with George Lombard last night. There was a alumni gathering last night, and we talked about that stuff. And, you know, it's not allowed, so you can't use it. What you can use is make sure that when you go in our park, it's easy because you play 8-1 games there. But when you go on the road in different parks, you have to get out there as a staff, outfield staff, and look at the angles of the field, look at the distances that might be different. Our park, it plays as one of the bigger ones, but there are some small ones we go to on the road, like the Cincinnati's and, you know, the Houston. We go to Houston this year. So, you know, as an outfield coach, now I have to get these guys in the right mindset that, you know, you might have to play a little different in this park because of it's shorter, or it's angled a little different. You know, you see the ball different off the bat. You know, there is one more layer of seats on top of the stadium, so you have to worry about depth perception, all that stuff. So all this stuff I'm going to talk to the outfielders about getting better at and focusing on when they're out there, so we can catch more balls. In the offense, though, you know, I'm going to be involved for a little bit, but Zoe and Shui are good at what they do, and they should have no problem in scoring some runs for us.
All right, what fun. All right. Boy, you got me pumped up. Maybe you can make an outfielder out of me. But in my route, I don't know if I can cover the routes. But Bam Bam, thanks so much as always. I look forward to having you on.
Thank you. Appreciate it, and great seeing you.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.